Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, my God.
Jennifer.
Oh, my God. Hi.
Whoa. It has been too long.
Back from the dead.
God, look at you. Look at you.
Hi, how are you?
You look good.
Oh, my God. It's great to have you. It's great to be.
What? Jennifer, I
it's great to have you.
I thought you were no longer employed by TMOS.
No. I'm fresh back from my cruise around the world.
Oh, my God. Did you take a cruise?
Yeah.
What were some of your ports of call?
Oh, I'm lying. I went to Branson. Oh, golly.
You got family there, Jennifer?
Yes, I do. I have a sister-in-law there. Former sister-in-law. Well,
yeah. Really? Oh, because of the divorce.
I'm not married to her brother anymore. That cad.
He was out catting around on you.
Oh, my God.
So did you see some shows?
No. No, we just did what we like to do. We BBQ'd.
Oh, you like to barbecue?
Every night. Chicken.
Oh, white meat?
No, dark thighs.
Thighs.
Yeah. Yeah, I like to cook the pieces of the chicken that remind me of me. Big thighs.
Jennifer, did you miss work?
Yeah, I did. I'm so glad to be back on the Mike O'Mara Show. It's always such a pleasure. But
has anybody changed?
I sound
look
a little more
room.
Robotic than I used to, don't I? Yeah.
Well, it might be all that dark meat.
Bottom line is, I just can't get it right. Anywho, how
Rob's
are you?
Rob's lost weight.
Yeah, oh, I've lost a little weight.
Look at you.
Yeah, how about that?
Look at you. Wow.
You like that? You like what you see?
Oh, my God. You look great. Yeah. You look great, Rob.
You look great, too. Are those new culottes?
They are not. I'm sitting down, silly puss. You're making a joke about my thighs.
I am.
I can cause more friction than the Republicans and the Democrats.
Yeah. It's impossible for you to sneak up on anyone if you're wearing corduroys.
Now, as you know, I did take some time off, personal time. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't realize I had a breakdown.
Oh.
A little breakdown. Working for you guys is not the picnic that it might appear to be.
I didn't know we were going to talk about this. How are you doing now?
I'm okay. I'm brave. I'm a fighter.
You're a fighter, you are?
I think I'm going to be A-okay.
What was the hardest part about working with us?
Yeah.
It was not. Now, listen, you're trying to be diplomatic, but I know it was not working for you guys. It was working for him. You know what I mean?
Well, you are a Florida-based broad.
Oh, God. He can be such a handful. Mm-hmm. Up. One day down, one day in between. Oh, my God. Mercurial is not the word.
Hey, do you know what his, we'll just call him. Do you know what his favorite Christmas movie is?
What's his favorite Christmas movie?
The Bipolar Express. I have missed your bewitching laugh.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
What about the papers?
The papers?
Yes, the papers on the floor.
Oh, yeah. Did you clean them?
I did yesterday. And boxes and rodent droppings and
rodent droppings?
Florida bugs all over the place. And it smelled in here. It smelled very bad. Mm. You know what it smelled like? He's not here yet, is he?
No, he's not. Him.
It smelled like old man.
Oh, yeah.
It smelled like old man. It really did, with just a hint of sage.
Oh.
I don't know where that came from.
Wow.
Maybe it's a shampoo. Maybe it's that little shampoo.
You can't say that word.
Well, no. The doctor told me I should free myself and talk about Mr. O'Mara and be very
we're
open
not gonna,
about
we're,
him.
No, we're going to call him him.
Him. Oh, him. That's right. Him.
Him.
Him for whom I work.
So did you fall back into the daily routine pretty easy?
Yes.
Yeah. So how does your day fall out again? I forget.
4 o'clock in the morning, up, make the coffee.
Yes.
That's it. That's my own home.
Oh.
And then I come over. Well, my room.
Your room?
I thought you were down the road a little bit.
Yeah.
I am. I'm down the room at the Breezeway. It's not the Breezeway. I call it the Breezeway because Rob called it that one.
It was a
I'm
joke.
I'm at my room.
Right.
Make my coffee. Get up. Get to the house about 5 o'clock.
It takes you an hour to make the coffee?
Well, I just have things to do. A lady doesn't tell about her routine. Well,
also, don't get wrapped
cucumbers
up in
the over
the eyes. In the details. She has her secrets.
I was wondering why you were buying all those cucumbers.
It's cucumbers over my eyes, hot coffee from Dunkin' Donuts, and my Kegels.
Okay, that's Jennifer. Yeah.
It's not just for pregnant ladies.
We've got new family members here in studio. Probably not appropriate.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Okay.
Let's talk about the work in the Me Too movement.
Who's the lad with the chin strap beard and the large head?
Oh, that's Dan O'Brien.
Hi.
Have you ever met him?
No, I haven't. Introductions, please.
Jennifer Wisniewski. This is Dan O'Brien.
Hi, lovely to meet you.
Lovely to meet you.
How are you doing, Jennifer?
Would you like to come down to Florida and have some orange juice?
That sounds delightful.
Oh, boy. That would be so much fun.
It would.
You know, listeners do like licking Dan O'Brien's face.
Yes.
Yes, I saw that online. And that's part of the reason I came back, because now he allows me to go on social media.
You still have your computer? You're allowed to have your computer?
I do.
That your doctor... Your physician recommended you stay off social media for a while.
I have my gateway. It's in the car. It's in the car outside, and I love it. I love my computer. Hi, Pony Boy. How are you? Nice to see you.
It's good
exhausted.
To see you again.
You are?
Yeah.
We have one other new person in the studio if you want to say hi to her.
Who that?
That's, that's Jessica.
Jessica, let me see.
Jessica, can you turn around and say hi to Jennifer?
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, how are you? Hi, Jessica. I'm Jennifer.
To meet you.
I'm so much older than you are. Oh, young kids.
I think that Jessica.
Wow. What is that word again?
Young women.
Almost has a negative connotation when you say it.
From our vantage point, Jessica didn't expect Jennifer to come in studio.
No, this is truly a cold call.
I'm here. Yeah. I'm here and I'm still here. Hi, Oscar.
Hey.
Have you missed me? Come on.
Hey, you know what? Oscar loves? Oscar loves women.
Excuse me. You didn't hear that, did you?
Well, we'll fix it in post.
Oh, man. Lexapro gives me gas. Oh, my goodness.
Jennifer,
I hope I don't have another breakdown.
I'm actually happy to have you here because I want to ask you what your thoughts are on the Me Too movement.
Yeah.
The Me Too movement. Well, you know, I have to be honest, right?
Right.
You have to be honest, Oscar. I don't understand.
You don't?
I don't understand.
What
me
don't you
what?
Understand?
It's kind of like the senator.
Me too. What?
Well, you too.
Great band.
Like you have probably been put in a position. You've been probably put in a compromising position by some authority figure,
like someone she works with or for.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe first name Mike, last name O'Mara.
No, we call him him.
Him. Are you?
Have you ever seen The Birdcage, Jennifer?
Stop it.
Never mind.
I just don't know. These are women that say something's happened, and
you see, his mom
not
is
to
a
me movement. The not to me movement?
Not
to me ever on any occasion.
Why do you suppose that is?
I don't know.
Do you understand?
I don't understand the Me Too movement.
Jennifer, when you're working on your thighs in the evening with your sister-in-law, right?
Right.
Yeah.
You guys didn't even see any headlines or discuss the headlines of what
went. We saw those starlets. Yes, but not
starlets.
You know, I wouldn't post Me Too because nothing's ever happened to me.
What if we got you a hashtag t-shirt that said not me?
Not me. I love that. I'll wear that.
What size do you take?
I'll wear XXX.
Of course.
Just to have a little extra breathing
room. What about Time's Up? What are your thoughts on Time's Up?
By the way, I think, you know, a girl's not supposed to tell, but I can give you my statistics. That's why some might say, why would someone my size, and I'm not all that big, require a XXX t-shirt?
Yeah, okay? Why?
Well, you know why.
Oh, I know. But
I'm a 46 double A.
That is a weird measurement.
No, no, not if you live with the Wisniewski curse, as we like to call it. It's a two-word curse that's been in my family since the 1800s.
What is it?
Back fat. Yeah, you can start the show now.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
On January 15th, 1967, on a bright, clear day in the Los Angeles Coliseum, the big question which had troubled the football world for 7 years was answered. For the first time, the Green Bay Packers, champions of the National Football League, played the Kansas City Chiefs, the best team in the American Football League. The game was the first concrete evidence of the merger of the two leagues, and it was played for the highest stakes ever, $15,000 per man for the winning players.
I would say the first year, I doubt there will be a letdown, really. Because I really think there's going to be a great deal of pride in the National Football League champion. There's going to be a great deal of pride in the American Football League champion.
What about the key strategy that you must start?
Oh, I haven't the slightest idea what that would be at this time. I don't know what you mean by strategy, and I have no idea what they're going to do, if that's what you mean by the strategy.
What about the strength and the weaknesses of the team? Let's talk.
Well, I don't know. First place, if I knew any had any weakness, I dare say I wouldn't want to mention them. And as far as their strength is concerned, I've already mentioned a great number of them.
What has been the most satisfying experience to come out of this, as far as the
It's been a very frustrating season. The most satisfying experience is the fact that we're in this thing at all.
Vince, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
I think the Kansas City team is a real top football team, and it doesn't compare with the National Football League teams. That's what you want me to say. I said it.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Let me tell you, when one is doing a bit on the radio, one of the things that scares the person that's doing that bit is that the gentleman that he's doing the bit with will ask a question that makes him completely and totally lose it.
That's why I'm here, Mike.
That is live from the
You should have handled
studios.
It like a Vince Lombardi. Just said, I don't know what to say.
And Rob, when you played that, I mean, within the first 10 minutes of the show, my co-hosts are giving. Then you play a clip that makes me realize that Bill Belichick might just indeed be channeling Vince Lombardi.
Yes.
And that might be the whole
super dick.
The whole shtick. That might be what it's based on, but who knows? We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. I apologize. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Certain things make me laugh just in concept, and then I can't stop. The Mike O'Mara Show is a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the know. He doesn't even know he's a good straight man sometimes.
Sometimes.
You know that?
Sometimes.
He really doesn't. I don't think he even knows.
I think he knows
he
it today. I think today he knew it.
That's a coming of age right there.
All we do is throw grenades at each other. Yeah. That's all we do.
But you connected ball to bat so hard with that question.
Yeah, right. Yeah, when you see me begin to cry, you know that's the way. If you're here, you're in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and we are brought to you by Sleep Number.
Yeah.
There are a lot of things that you can depend on in this life, but I can promise you this. My Sleep Number bed never lets me down. And I don't know if you checked in with me recently, but my body is failing. Let's be honest.
Yes.
Okay. Every joint, every finger, the neck bone, the tailbone, the thigh bone. But when I crawl into my Sleep Number bed at night, I will tell you my aches and pains go away. That is just a statement of fact. I wouldn't lie to you about that because I love to complain about my health. No matter how I feel, when I go to bed at night, I know I'm going to wake up feeling my best. That is a fact, Jack. And Vince Lombardi, if he had a Sleep Number bed, he would probably be nicer to those reporters instead of saying, I don't know, I'm not going to say that. There we are. Hey, hello.
He could crawl into his king-size bed with Marie Lombardi.
Yes, Marie. Lovely. A good night's sleep makes you feel better all over, so you better be prepared for the day, so you're better prepared for the day ahead, and you better be prepared for it.
You got to.
That's why I love my Sleep Number bed. It lets you choose your ideal comfort and support on each side, so it's perfect for couples. Their newest beds are so smart, they actually sense your every move and automatically adjust, so you keep comfortable. Sleep comfortably throughout the night. I'm sorry. The opening of the show has gotten me discombobulated.
Yes.
They even have an adjustment to prevent snoring. Does your bed do that? Of course it doesn't. My sleep number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. In honor of 52 years of football's favorite Sunday, you can take $52 off any item over $100 from Sleep Number. Oh, and by the way, have you tried Sleep Number's pillows? They're amazing. I use those as well. Visit sleepnumber.com/big game to get your $52 coupon now. Get it? It's sleepnumber.com/big game, and it's $52. You do that through Feb 4, so that's a limited-time offer. That's sleepnumber.com/big game, and be sure to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. We would appreciate that. Welcome to the show. Whoa, whoa.
Boom, bam.
You know, it's just been we've hit a little funny pocket on the Mike O'Mara show. And where are we in running time, Rob, so I know what's going on?
15 and a half minutes.
Jesus, 15 and
time
a half flies.
Already?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Time flies when we're having fun. We got a lot of feedback about the Jeff Bridges, Bo Bridges deal that we ran yesterday. And, Rob, I noticed you sent me a little edited script from the Fabulous Baker Boys.
There's so much colorful language. I think it might play better in the bonus show because I'd really love to hear them curse.
Yes. All right. Well, there you go. I mean, listen, that's Rob telling you that. I'm not telling you that. Rob's saying if you want to hear
boning
a little
you sideways,
more
as
Bo
usual.
And Jeff, you gotta get the bonus package. But
it's not like we've prepared with music or anything.
And it'll be a scene, right, Rob? You're going to be calling
scene.
You're going to be calling the character. Well, and I don't think we could. Their characters in the Fabulous Baker Boys were Frank and Jack, but I think for purposes of this script, when we do it, we'll call them Bo and Jeff.
Okay.
Right?
It's fine.
While we're talking shop.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm heavily medicated, as you know. Right?
Yes, he is.
You certainly were yesterday. Yep. It was seriously like doing a show with a drug addict. It was terrible.
Pill Fantana said to me, Oscar, wouldn't it be great in Vegas if there was one piano and Mike played both characters on that one piano?
Yeah, but I don't play the piano, really.
Yeah, hey, but know what? What if you were to do that and I was to drape myself across the piano and sing Making Whoopee?
Now we're doing shtick, and we haven't even gotten the venue yet, and we're talking about the bit.
Well, a little rise. Fabulous.
But then I looked online that most of these Yamaha pianos play themselves.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay, so I could pretend to play the piano.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Rob could pretend to lie on it.
Well, I don't think it's rated for his weight. I wasn't expecting
250
him.
Max.
Maybe what we could get up there like a nice four top. Or a coffin stand.
Oh, my God.
Something,
golly.
A plinth.
We just roll you in.
Oh, yeah. Dear, dear me. Dear, dear me.
We're making whoopee.
Well, out of the gate, I got to tell you something on the show. Oscar, you told me the post was worthwhile. A couple of people told me that. My goodness, what a timely movie for today's time. You would think a historical film like The Post, when they talk about the Pentagon Papers and Daniel Ellsberg, would not be relevant. My God, it is as relevant to today as anything I think I've ever seen.
Follow the money, Mike.
Democracy
dies in darkness, Mike.
We live in interesting times, and if you want to just get a sense of, you know what's great? Here's the one thing I'll tell you about The Post. Not only do Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep, they're national treasures, in my opinion, as far as their acting ability, you can be so familiar with faces and styles of acting, and you'll go in and look, and you are transported. That's the sign of true greatness in an actor.
I agree.
When they are megastars, and you forget that you are looking at them. I think it's more of a challenge for somebody that's successful in Hollywood than it is for newbies.
If you even look at some of the all-time greats, take, like, say, James Stewart. He made so many great movies, but he was always Jimmy Stewart.
Right,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah,
and I know that Tom Hanks tries to emulate. I think that Jimmy Stewart is one of his idols. But Tom Hanks really does transform himself. Mm. And it's a
stunning,
great skill.
You know, I was about, I think, 11 or 12 when that, probably about 10, 11 years old when that whole thing started. And I wasn't familiar with it that much. It was prior to Watergate.
Right.
Watergate got much more coverage for the media themselves. But if it proves one thing is that, you know, we need in this country, as much as we need branches of government, we need a free and open press and people that are going to report on wrongdoing. Because the fact is that, you know, for every administration from Eisenhower, from Truman, from Eisenhower through Kennedy, through Johnson, right up through Nixon, that they were lying to us about our involvement in Vietnam. And yep. they were lying when they were saying that we were going to make headway when they knew, because of their private classified reports, that we weren't going to do that. And that is just stunning. And the only way that it stopped was by sharing these Pentagon papers to the American people and the power of the American people. I don't know if we are a more engaged group of people now than we were back then. I don't know. It was a simpler time. There were less sources to get the information. And so, you know, now it's kind
easier
of fragmented.
Easier to control the disbursement of information, mm-hmm. I would
and
say.
More partisan now than
yeah,
it's ever been.
Of
you
course.
Know? To be honest with you, I I'll say this, and I don't care who believes it. I don't believe that there is the bias that you would think outside of a certain group of people, and that to me is I think made obvious every day. And I say that because I see the team that's being accused of being the left wing media every day. They come out and they are they slam their own people too. They mm-hmm. do it on, and you don't see that on the other team. But anyway, the Post is educational, and it's mm-hmm. entertaining. And Meryl Streep, to me, is I don't know how she is able to crawl into a character and take subtle personality change, just minuscule
yeah.
personality. Because you're like, oh, was she like Julia Child in that? Was she like Sophie's Choice in that? No, she is able to transform herself into this person. And what a tragic family, the people that own the Washington Post, the mm-hmm. paper that we battled with for most of my career,
the Grams, Washington Post, you know? The Grams.
Also, just to look at the history behind the way the movie was filmed, living in the city, and Mike, you know, you grew up in the city, so you know exactly what we're talking about here, is the attention to detail of going and filming at the locations where these meetings were held, going right. to the Graham Mansion, which, by right. the way, was in litigation for 13 years after she passed, and for someone to actually purchase it because there was so much going on.
Yeah, the problem is they threw away all the radiators.
Now, which, by the way, was in Georgetown and is still standing as
we
speak,
oh, yeah.
right?
Yeah, and stunning that the son of Katharine Graham committed suicide right before the release of the film. That is one of the... He was, I believe, 69 years old and shot himself, much like his father had shot himself at, I think, the age of 49.
Wow.
And just amazing story back then. But you know what? It just proves one thing. You need people out there, and you need them all. You need everybody. You need, you know, I just think the way everything works, you need everybody looking at everybody. It's getting a little crazy now, but we're going to survive it. We're going to get through it.
We always have.
We do.
I think the film really shined, in at least from my viewpoint, when there's that, as you mentioned, the culmination of, are they going to print or are they not going to print? And who makes the final decision?
Amazing. Amazing. And it showed how courageous she was. But I think it diminishes the courage of Daniel Ellsberg himself, who came upon this information and took it out of the Pentagon because he said, this needs to see the light of day. This needs to be revealed, because he had been on the front lines of the Vietnam conflict. And there is a... This is a spoiler alert. If you want to see every detail, it's not relevant to the movie, but
can you
explain
for the young bucks out there who Daniel Ellsberg is?
Daniel Ellsberg was a person that was working for, it was either the State Department or the Defense Department. Mm-hmm. He was working in government.
Okay.
He had a top-level security clearance. He became aware of the fact that this Vietnam conflict that was taking thousands of American lives every year was just not a winnable situation. And it became evident to him that this was just going to go on and on and on. And the fact is that when he looked back and got his hands on what are called the Pentagon Papers, there were memos, classified documents, and information going back and forth between branches of government that indicated that since the Truman administration, this had been an S show, mm-hmm. that they had not been able to win this thing, and that the only reason that they were not getting out of Vietnam, where men and women were dying in Vietnam, was because they, whatever administration was in power at that time, did not want to be the embarrassed administration that lost Vietnam.
They didn't want to take the L.
Right.
They didn't want to take the L. They didn't want to be humiliated. And there was no practical reason other than that for sticking with it. It was stunning to
saving
me.
Saving face,
and,
yeah.
It was saving face.
And, selfish.
And it was Republicans. It was Democrats. Mm-hmm. Everybody. And it went on and on and on. And when that was revealed, very shortly thereafter, that was the end of our time in Vietnam. It it began under Johnson, but at the same time, it was unnecessary going back to the 1950s.
Wow.
To have these men die, and you realize that it kind of sums up what politics are all about. It's power. It's your way of thinking and staying in power. It's keeping people who think like you in power at the expense of American lives. Stunningly, Oscar, I found myself moved almost to tears when
Same
I was thinking
here.
About
mm-hmm.
that, because it's just, God, they did that. They did that. Yep. All those jackals did that.
Dastardly.
And
gruesome.
Now more than ever, you've got people that are in power that are, you know, thinking in terms of that. And I just... as long as it doesn't involve Americans dying, please, please, please be aware. Open your eyes.
Also,
and we need a free press.
A beautiful moment. And I can't confirm this because I don't know enough about the film. I just know I enjoyed it there. But I also know that there are tapes of Nixon from the White House, right?
Oh, everything.
Those are actual. I believe, Oscar, I said to Carla, those are real.
Like, so, yeah, because they released
the Washington
them about
Post
5 years
will not
ago.
Be allowed anymore. I don't want them in any building here. They were
the way that the movie addresses it, as Mike is saying, telling us right now. All they do is they show a shadowy figure in the Oval Office,
right.
From off the lawn.
It's Nixon. It's supposed to be.
Yeah,
Nixon.
It's supposed to be Nixon. But you hear what are the actual
authentic tapes.
That's
yeah.
great.
Talking
tapes
about the right. Post.
Yeah, he hated the
scary.
Post.
He hated everybody.
The Post, Rob, you know, yeah. And then a few years down the road, there's another little deal, and that's how I'm not gonna ruin the movie. Go see it. It's fantastic. It's great.
Question for you. I
don't know if it's going to win an Oscar. I don't know if it's Oscar-worthy performances, but I love the movie. It was really, really good.
The newspaper picture is a great genre of movie and has been since the beginning of movies. My favorite
All the President's Men. It was a throwback to Watergate, All the President's Men.
Does it convey the same tension and urgency? Because that's the thing about... Really?
Even more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, same exact drill.
That's great.
Same exact drill. And this is not... I want to make it really clear because everybody knows my politics.
It's not
this
political.
This is not a Republican or Democratic issue. This is... It happens to be a Republican administration that had their own problems down mm-hmm. the road, but this is everybody was guilty of this.
Yeah,
and they make a really good point of demonstrating that, because Ben Bradley was very close to President John F. Kennedy. And right. the fact is
that he outs himself within that movie.
Oh, he does. You can share
that without spoiling anything.
Well, John Kennedy was part of this administration, and he was talking about the fact that after JFK was assassinated, he went down to the hospital, Bethesda Naval, to meet Jackie. And
they were
she
all
walked
friends,
over,
quote,
and they
unquote.
Were, there were these two guys. I forgot who the other guy was, but he wasn't a reporter. Ben Bradley was, and he went to greet Mrs. Kennedy, who was wearing the pink suit and covered with blood, and she hugged the other guy. And it was a long embrace. And when she broke the hug, she looked at him and said, "Please don't print any of this." And he became aware at that moment that it was really, yes, they were friends, but really they can't be friends, because it's his job to report, and it's kind of the politician's job to give the reporter the spin that he's supposed to give him. It's very, very...
And he chose not to report.
Yes. So he said he was a stooge of Kennedy. So nobody's immune from this.
Right.
What is important to point out, though, is that... and, you know, we've all been in those corporate lawyer offices.
Oh my God,
we know how
yeah.
they operate. It's dollars and it's cents.
Yep.
That's it. That's it. There's
and
one
if you
room.
Can touch your toes.
Yeah. Grab your ankles.
That's it.
Here's some chapstick.
No one ever offered me money. They said, how much are we going to... I remember when we moved from nights to middays, and I stomped on into Michael Hughes's office, and I said, "Well, I know something about business. This means we get paid more money to do more time." And he goes, "You know, the dynamics in radio have changed a little bit.
Oh, Oscar. That's not exactly. It's ever-changing organic environment.
What we're going to do is add an hour to your time slot, so you'll be doing 5 hours for the same amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have our agent, who's in Los Angeles, probably getting a massage while he's talking to us. Say, guys, you do this, you write your own check. Shortly later, the station flipped, And I was spinning records at WPGC for a week.
Yeah, yeah. People don't realize that back in the death days of WJFK radio, Oscar and Chad, his radio partner, did 12 hours middays. They started the night before and they went into the afternoon. And they were and Oscar would have done a longer shift for that effort.
They actually would have done a longer shift, but they had an appearance that night.
Right. I knew there was trouble when they came to work at WJFK, and on their office door, right next to the Don and Mike offices, on Oscar and Chad's door, they just had a sign that said, "We'll do it." That's the way. That's the way it rolls. We didn't take them down.
Yeah. They took us all down.
Yeah, I said money just came rolling in. After,
occupant.
We'll do it for free.
Occupancy.
We'll do it for free. We'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show. I've got a Facebook bone to pick the size of a dinosaur leg.
Dinosaur bone to pick.
Nice.
When we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
After 5 months of helmet-to-helmet gridiron action, it's time for the big game. Football combat will determine the teams on the field, but you will decide where to watch the action. And the best place to experience all of it is the frozen tundra of Old Town Herndon, Virginia, at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. On Sunday, February 4, 2018, come watch the big game with O'Meara, Santana, Spiewak, and the entire TMOS gang. Big screen televisions, the best wings, the coldest beer, and the constant patter of your host, James Bullwinkle Cerrito. Kickoff is at 6:30, but the fun begins when you arrive.
Reservations. All right, turn it down. I don't need to do it. I don't need
435 gyms. That's
I need to turn down the disclaimer. Okay. Because the fact is, the wing is open. Ladies and gentlemen, they have passed their final inspection. The grand opening of the Buffalo Wing will take place Sunday at 4 p.m.
Yes!
I will have the honor, along with Oscar and Rob, of standing up there and cutting the ribbon with Mayor Merkel from Herndon, and we will be opening officially the wing. But the wing is already open, and, you know,
it's
Jimmy...
It's a soft open.
Her honor.
Yes. I'll tell you about Jimmy in just a second, because I got a call from him last night.
Lucky!
This portion of the Mike O'Meara Show is brought to you by Texture. How would you like to have over 200 of your favorite magazines in your pocket all the time? You can do it. All you need is Texture. With the Texture app, you get the whole magazine right on your smart device. Easier to read, by the way, than magazines.
I mean,
really, you can actually adjust it whatever way you want, and there's not that nasty pages folding, the magazine folding in half, not being the way you want it. You're always wrestling with a magazine.
And you know
anyway.
What else? I hate the cards that fall out. The subscription cards that fall out.
Obnoxious.
They're gone. It's gone.
You get unlimited access to over 200 additional premium titles like Entertainment Weekly, GQ, New Yorker, Golf Digest, and my personal favorite, Glamour. Hey, you don't think these eyebrows just happen by themselves, do you? Come on now. Right now, you can try Texture for free.
Stunning.
Texture is totally searchable, has daily recommendations and exclusive interactive features, videos, and more. Texture means having your favorite magazines and their back issues anytime, anywhere, and no heavy lifting. To start your Texture free trial, go to texture.com/TMOS. If you choose to continue, our listeners will get Texture for $9.99 a month. That's over 30% off their listed price. With Texture, you'll never be out in the cold again. Just do it today. This
do
is
it.
A great
it's
app.
Great.
We've been telling you about it for a while, and really, it's a wonderful offer at texture.com/TMOS. You'll never be out in the cold again. All the magazines, all the hot ones at your fingertips. That's texture.com/TMOS. So, Jimmy.
Yes.
We go, this is the dance of communication with Jimmy Cerrito. I'm at dinner with my lovely bride. We have a babysitter, so we're actually out to dinner. It's very, very rare, and we love to do it. Get to do it once a week, if we're lucky. So, we're sitting at dinner. I get the, it's like, okay, there it is. There it is. It's the 5 o'clock hour. Ding, 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 ding. That's when people come alive. And I see Jimmy texts me a picture of a handwritten sign that says the wing is open. Now, prior to this, as both of you boys know, every communication from Jimmy was concerning, I have 3 health inspections to go. I have 2 health inspections to go. I have 1.
Right.
So the way Jimmy Cerrito communicates, as opposed to saying, I passed the health inspection, which, by the way, never was ever really clear.
Right.
What happened with that. But the fact is, so you have to kind of interpret Jimmy like he's speaking another language. And so I see the wing is open. I said, well, did he pass the health inspection? So I text him.
I saw the text because it's wing code instead of Morse code.
Yes, exactly. So I said, The last I said, you see, so you guys got the text too. The wing is open.
Right.
Yes. With an exclamation point. I said, does that mean you got your health permit? And then I get a direct phone call. And I just, as soon as the phone call, okay, I said, this is going to be an explanation.
Yeah.
And I said, just, I hand the phone to Carla.
Oh, no.
I cop out on the phone call because he just, it's just simple to say, I've got this, I've got this, I've got this. And then I'm a, don't we in radio kind of think in that kind of logical way?
Especially like,
if you
since
tell us that, yes.
We closed the last conversation with him saying, even if he didn't pass, he might cheat and open it anyway.
Can I?
Right. So, you know, I mean, we had nothing concrete.
Can I tell us what's going on.
But can I add something? This is our fault, right? Because I come from a space in my world where I don't talk about things until they're done. Because I honestly, I have some sort of superstition that when you talk about it and it doesn't happen, A, it reflects badly on the person who's talking about it.
Yep.
B, because you look like a failure. B,
and that policy has been cemented by working with me.
Also, you give people expectations and people plan around them. And when you fail them, you fail everybody, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's one. There is a difference, though, with the way Jimmy deals with his communication. The over-communication starts to mean nothing because at every turn, there's a, we laid a tile, we put the toilet in, the walls went up.
Toilet.
You know, anything. It just turns into what is essentially more work for us because he's over-communicating.
Right.
Fair or unfair?
Yeah,
he over-communicates.
Fair.
He that's exactly what it'd be. But the thing about over-communicating, when you deal with this, and it is more work for us, you're absolutely right. The thing is, we care about Jimmy, we love Jimmy, and we just think, is it the finish line? Is this over-communicating? I don't know what the hell he's going to do with himself now that he doesn't have this quest. He's just going to
go. Well, he can focus on his coloring.
He can focus on his coloring.
I had to find a chicken emoji. You know how long it took to find that so I could just send that to him?
Jimmy, don't you see the kind of work you're putting this man through?
So he texts me this, and then he calls me.
Hello.
And Carl said, hi, congratulations. That's it. And I said, and I'm, you know, doing the pantomime going, did get the help to you. And then she hands me the phone. And said, hey, Jimmy. And he puts me on speaker, which he has done to me 500 times.
Oh,
and it's like,
that.
Hey, Mike, you're John Ray today. And I hear, hey, Mike,
Uncle Dave's there.
And I'm like, okay. And I get triple off the phone bypass with him. I get off the phone and I didn't know what the, so I assume.
It looks like
you got no clarification.
No, he said the final inspection, which I assume was the health department.
Oh my
inspection.
God.
They're open. He shows pictures of a open for business certificate, and then he needs another one.
Is he doing it right, or are we doing it wrong? Let's be honest.
Well,
let's be self-aware enough to right now and say, are we doing it wrong or is he doing it right?
We're not involved.
We'll be there. But Jimmy is trying to communicate like a young, hip youngster. He's sending pictures.
Every step of the way?
Yeah, he's sending pictures.
Go to his page. Go to his page. You know what you're going to see? You're going to see like the latest metal cover band that he's
hey!
He'll put 550 pictures of a concert because he is a sharer. He loves to share. That's one of the things I love to share. So I'm actually, you know, we're friends.
I'm
you
fine
know?
With people sharing.
Right.
What I'm talking about doing wrong is, are we asking for too much communication from him?
Top two posts on Jimmy's page are about a foundation called Save the Sheepdog.
Yes. Well, that's a valuable suicide prevention.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Read the fun.
What's the second? What's
the second is that a picture of him and three, I recognize a bartender, Jimmy, and two guys I don't know, with a chalkboard, not even a handwritten sign, Mike, a chalkboard.
Yeah, it's
the wing is open.
We are having it's going to be the grand opening. We're there 4 o'clock. It's going to happen. I'll be there at 3:30. We're going to be
Zoolander's going to be there. SDM's going to be there. Todd Moore's going to be there.
I think both of my birth parents are going to be there.
Is your wife going to be there?
My wife will not be there.
Your wife
hates
us. Okay.
That's true. But my parents will
Why
be there.
Why isn't your wife going to be there?
She's working.
Oh, I thought she worked for the school system.
She takes other jobs as well.
I feel like your wife finds ways to work
Carrie
around our
schedule.
Carrie
hates us.
She hates us.
Hey, it's not you
Carrie
that she
hates.
Hates
us.
It's me she
it's
hates.
It's the Super Bowl. Why would you want to come and eat and root for a team that you don't care about?
She's been there. She's been to Jimmy's 500 times. Just not when we're there.
That's right.
But that's okay.
She hates me.
My wife will be there.
Shannon's
my son
going
will
to,
be there.
I told
both
her.
Both my daughters are going to be there. Yeah,
I tried to tell her. I said, you know, all bros, no, you know what.
Exactly.
And she's like,
wives.
What does that mean? And I said, well, that means you can come, apparently.
Well, Carla's going to get there before the game with the little guy. Then she's going to split. I'm going to stay for the game. I told you
yeah.
I would.
Cool.
I'm going to stay for the game. And then
did you get Santos a fake
fight.
ID?
No, but Santos and Todd's dog, they're going to hang out for 4 hours at Todd's
Carrie
house.
Carrie never comes to anything with
really,
us
it's
anymore.
Really hurtful, actually, at this point.
It really hurts our feelings. What's it, you know,
like,
it really
she, you got to get by
really,
it like I did.
She really, working?
She really,
is
really
she,
is.
She's just blowing us off.
No, she really, really is. She's working.
Okay.
What can I tell you? She doesn't
obviously
support
nothing.
Me.
Anyway, that's
Let me ask
okay.
you this question.
Yeah.
When she tells you I'm not coming, do you even question it?
No, because I see that she's actually put it on her calendar that she's working. She's got the hours.
Would you ever say, look, Carrie, the guys really are kind of getting paranoid about the fact that we haven't seen
you. I'm not
going
to give it. I give them a hard time about everything. I don't care about this. I don't. I really don't. I mean, this is fine. No, this is everything's going to be just fine.
You'll get to see Julia. You'll get to see my dad. You get to see my mom. That's pretty good. They're more fun than Carrie anyway.
Well, yes, this is true. It's just she's on a, well, no, but you know.
How many years has it been?
What do you mean? That we've been married or unhappy?
No, that we have seen her.
I don't know how long since you've
I
seen her.
I think it's like 5 years.
No, it hasn't been that long.
It's a long time, man.
She was at the, came out to the event at the Improv.
Yeah, that was 3 years ago.
A year and a half ago, wasn't it?
I mean, it's not like you live on the other side of the country, man. You live down the street.
That's
when
true.
Was the Look, I'm down in Southwest Florida, so I don't apply to this discussion. When's the last time you saw her, Oscar?
I would say 2 years ago. I mean, she might be dead and buried in his basement for all I know.
Hey, don't.
Is your wife okay?
I don't want to go there.
I mean, you do. Well, I mean, the fact. Well, you know what? Let's break this down.
No, she's fine. She's fine.
I want to talk about oversharing because Rob can overshare. Yeah, on
I
Facebook,
never share
on
your wife.
Media.
No. Well, she doesn't share herself.
But let's talk about alcohol and Facebook and sharing
okay.
when we come back, because that's an interesting topic that I've been trying to get to for a couple
and
of days.
Missing persons reports.
We will take a.
She's alive
a
and
break.
Well.
That's alleged. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This is intern Dan O'Brien.
Hey!
You might know me as being the dull, vanilla intern who contributes absolutely nothing to the show. What you might not know is that when I'm not on the air, I'm making a living as Northern Virginia's third most popular fan salesman.
That's right!
Dan the Fan Man here to get you a deal on a brand new fan. Get a special discount by joining the Dan the Fan Man fan clan. Buy a fan for your car at our Dan the Fan Man fan van. Your satisfaction is guaranteed, or my name isn't Dan the Fan Man. And you can find out about all our deals by clicking on the bonus show banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And while you're there, buy a bonus show and a fan, but mostly a bonus show. And this summer, don't forget to look for the Dan the Fan Man Ultimate Ray-Ban Spray Tan Suntan Mobile Fan Beach Fan.
You'll be the hottest man on the sand,
especially if you're listening to the bonus show.
Oh, I love that. That's fantastic. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Beachbody On Demand. Now is the time of year that just about all of your New Year's resolutions are forgotten because it's just too hard. Am I right about... Okay, no, wrong. This is your year, and
yes!
All you need is Beachbody On Demand. It's an online fitness streaming service that gives you unlimited access to a wide variety of the best world-class workouts on your computer, smart TV, tablet, smartphone, or any other web-enabled device. Work out whenever you want, no need for DVDs or a trip to the gym. Programs like P90X, T25, 21-Day Fix, Insanity, 3-Week Yoga, so much more. Beachbody On Demand offers a wide variety of workouts, ranging from cardio to weight training, yoga, low impact, even dance. With 600 different workouts, there will be something for you. Beachbody On Demand even has nutritional help. You'll be eating great food.
Yes.
And you'll get plans and information on meal prep, recipes, and simple but proven ways to eat better. You need to give this service a try. Right now, our listeners can get a free trial membership when you text TMOS to 303030. That's full access to the entire platform for free. All the workouts and nutrition information at no cost to you. Just text TMOS to 303030. A couple of things about Facebook. Mm-hmm. I will tell you this. Stop sending me the same message about insanely cool gadgets that are the same gadgets for 12 months. I am tired of it. Now, we all know that about, 2 years ago, Facebook started the little meandering into the realm of advertising.
Yeah.
So it's very simple. They get all your information. They know what you like. They know what you're into. And they target you. And I guess at some point, I researched some gadgets. But if you're going to do this and say, here are the new insanely cool gadgets, and I'm like, I click on it every time, which means I'm the rube because I'm looking at that, I'm getting excited about it, and they're not insanely cool. They're the same gadgets you told me about back in August, and
yeah.
It sucks. I get tired of it. It's frustrating.
And the fact that you keep clicking on it probably reinforces the fact that it's going to keep staying in your feed.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind like the fact that they throw me golf crap because they know I'm a golfer and stuff like that. But this is, it's such a disappointment and I get sucked in every time. It's like, hey, some insanely cool gadgets again. Oh, it's the same one.
Womp,
it's the
womp.
Same one. Womp, womp, womp. Sad man. Thank you. There it is.
Gadget.
Same gadgets.
Any gadget now, in there that's worthwhile that you keep seeing?
No.
They're all bad.
It's not that they're bad gadgets, it's that I know what they are. I've seen them and I didn't want to buy one, so don't send me the same ones. It's just like, but you know, this will make your jaw drop. Insanely cool. Oscar's told me for years about Yahoo that, Yahoo will say, what she looks like now will stun you.
Number seven will blow your mind.
Get 55 photographs that don't even include the lady that was on the original picture.
I hate that.
They are just, we are played, we are manipulated, and by the way, it's easy to do because we're stupid human beings that are easily manipulated. As easy as anything. It's like herding cattle into a slaughterhouse.
Yep.
It's ridiculous.
Also, there's a problem here. We're a land of rubes as well. Just because you add an LED flashlight to anything does not make it a new gadget.
That's true.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. It doesn't. It's not.
Like they add one little light bulb. You're like, oh. I had a Swiss Army knife, but now it's got an LED.
I'm all in.
It's not fair. We're easy to figure out. And they're big minds that are doing this stuff. They're people that are brilliant, more brilliant than the average schmo that's out there. And the fact is that they're getting this stuff done. And as far as the content on platforms like Facebook, which I think everybody in this room, we could probably all agree, I'm about as burned out on it as a human being could ever be. It is garbage. 99.9%
of it, except for HBS,
is drivel.
Good content.
He's gotten in hot water lately, so we're not going to go there.
He plays the hits when
he's
he
taking a little hit, Johnny pedophilia. But anyway,
He
put a picture up of look like a 12-year-old.
They're all of age. He certifies them.
All right, yes. Okay.
It's you can't show skin.
But did he not? I'm not saying. First of all, I'm not. I don't allow him on my page anymore. Yeah, he's on the fan club page, and the fact is, isn't that last one that he put up there on the fan club page? Didn't he take a little? Like friendly ribbing, but she did look ridiculous.
He took a hit because you can't show skin to win on Facebook, all right?
Right, right. Well, no, I mean, that's some of the content, and, it's just a...
There are half-naked dudes on that page. No one's reporting them.
No, he still keeps on chugging. He keeps on chugging.
I open it up in mixed company. I'm like, well, people probably think I'm trying to bang this dude on this page right now, but that's fine.
And as my mother says, my birth mother, she'll occasionally run into it. Why does he do that?
Yeah.
Why does he do that?
Mrs. O'Mara finally, tapped me on the shoulder, like with her fingernail, and I was like,
I hate that.
And I went, okay, not on my page anymore. But
are you on Instagram? Because the Gram is bringing all new material every day. That's the new go-to.
No, I'm really not on. I mean, I have an Instagram account, but I don't use it.
If all you did was Instagram your time on the links, people
they'd love it.
Don't you know by now you're not going to get me on Instagram?
You
are on Instagram.
You know, I mean, I didn't even do the Twitter.
For God's sake, back in the day.
Yeah, I linked it to my Facebook
Instagram
account.
Is Facebook. So you technically are on Instagram.
And I have a new game I've been playing on Instagram that a pony enjoyed very much. When you have the followers that pour in and you just accept everybody's following because, you know, you want to promote what you're doing. And there's all these, you know, these whores that are trolling you.
Hey,
and you get
be respectful.
All right.
They're catfish.
Remember, I'm HR. Come to me if you have an issue.
All right, please. There's these lovely young ladies that
you
always...
You mean the people that are asking for friendship from foreign lands that, like, their opening message to you is that they will do things to your body?
Yeah,
and they're always very, very seductive pictures on their on their profile picture, and they usually send something alluring, and they say, how are you? And I always reply one of two things. I always say...
You seem to know an awful lot about
Well, I get
these.
A lot of them. I always reply... I have
Do you
cancer.
Linger on them?
No.
Do you linger on
I always
them
reply, I have cancer or I have polio. And that usually shuts them down pretty
quick. So you respond to them?
Sure. And then I delete them.
Yeah, but if you respond
See,
to them.
See, when you respond, you're going to get more and
you're
more.
You're going to get more.
But it's
don't
fun.
Tell him that.
By the way, hold on. He knows that.
I don't know that.
Yes.
I don't get any repeat business.
The only one I ever responded was, did you change your number? And as soon as I started going to say, no, this is my new number, was like, Rube attack. Stop.
Cancer is pretty good for stopping shutting down a catfish, though.
I like telling people on the phone when they call my mom to telemarket her to take her money from whatever Salvation, not Army or a La Guerra or whoever wants. For money for Jesus, I always say they died.
Yeah,
and it's a bad time for this type of call because we're trying to sell the estate.
Yes,
and they said, and this is the beauty of it. They've gotten smart to my game where they say, hey, where's that money going to the state? They want the state donation as well.
Yeah,
I say it's going to another estado, which means another state because it's leaving the country, which it's not clearly because
I'm looking at an old picture of Rob, 9 years old of Rob with that full head of hair.
Yeah,
that is that picture of you with the red glasses that you used to like to wear. That is, God, you were a kid.
Where is it?
I'm looking at Zach and Rob are celebrating 9 years of friendship, and it shows a picture of you
at the golf tournament down
at Jason Hill's joint with the glasses.
Well, Mike, I mean, I hate dwelling on this, but we're very close to being together 26 years, you and
I. Was life better with hair?
It's the same. I tell you what, life was not good with long
hair.
How
thin would it be if you grew it out again? Would it be like ridiculously thin now, do you think?
There's very little up here, and here's the only way I can gadget.
You'd be one of those guys with long hair on the sides, which is not a
I would look like Murray from the Mary Tyler Moore show.
It's like a defective chia pet.
Hi, it's like me, Captain Stubing.
Only the sides grow.
I'm doing something that I can never. When I'm on Rob's page, it's impossible because I want to go back to something on the weekend when he was drinking.
Yeah.
And posting his class because they're classic Rob posts. But it takes me 6 hours because
it's
I got to go through.
It is a wormhole.
It's such a wormhole. That's
the way I can tell how my hair is falling out is the amount of friction I get when I use my Harry's razor when I shave my head. Like
by
on the
way,
side, there's a little
Rob
bit of
posting.
Pull.
These are people posting on Rob's page every 15 minutes. Some Beatles
it's
picture
Johnny Midnight.
Or something later.
John
Elvis
Midnight, yes.
With his shirt my off. Abs. You know. Okay, I didn't need to see that yesterday.
But. What is
Your
it?
Your father sends you a topless picture of Elvis.
Oh, with him on the
Someone
beach?
Someone stole my shirt, Jack. Hey, man, check out my cool socks.
Can I ask you a question?
No, you may not. All right, go ahead.
I'm jealous that you and your father have such a close relationship.
Yes,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Clearly,
almost an identical sense of humor.
My father
it's a blessing.
Has some sort of family in South America I don't know about yet. So I have my own issues.
Right.
But for you, When your dad sends you a topless picture of another man that you both are in love with, clearly.
Okay, stop it. It's not a topless picture. It's Elvis on the beach, so he doesn't have his shirt on. It's not like a topless cheesecake shot.
Well, how would you define topless? It's when you're not wearing a shirt.
It has a negative connotation the way he says it, is all
I'm
saying.
He's half naked. Would that be less of a negative?
Well, hey, Mr. Negative, what about he's half clothed?
Is it fat Elvis or skinny Elvis?
He's skinny Elvis. He's on the beach.
Slightly erotic for a male.
Well, I don't know. I really couldn't complete while I was watching it.
Okay, okay. Settle down. Don't ruin it. Don't go too crazy.
You didn't try enough.
Yeah, please. Okay.
By the way, can I just say, because I see also that Jimmy posted on Rob's timeline as well with his poster about the opening of the wing. And I just want to say, as far as his thanks, it feels wonderful to be in that exclusive club. They're like, on one poster, 400 people. It's pretty stunning. It really,
very
really
few
is,
people you know? Do a poster with a 9-point font.
But by the way, we get top billing. We get top billing.
Yes, that's we
pretty
do.
Nice. We do.
We're up there
as
with the mayor of Herndon.
As we should.
We've done nothing for him. We have done nothing
Mike,
for
we
him.
Built that wing.
Yes.
We fell into the Ponzi scheme 5 years ago, and he's finally building it. This is like...
Okay. I found it.
I found it.
Because and this is just for purposes of discussion.
Illustration,
here. So January 27th, 7:48 p.m.
Okay.
Leesburg, Virginia. I want to say that was Saturday night or was it Sunday night?
I think it was probably Saturday.
Saturday night. If you ever doubt the cohesiveness of the Beatles as a band, spin the flip of Help. It's called I'm Down and it's a marvel.
See?
How many cocktails did you have?
What
when
does
you
that mean?
That?
I had had a few because here's what happened. As they say, it was a perfect storm. I'm not a big fan of that expression, but it was a perfect storm. I had spent the day going through boxes of 45s, and I found a pocket of Beatles 45s that I didn't know I had.
A pocket?
Yeah, like because you know they're not organized yet.
He's got 150,000 records.
Only 12,000 45s.
All right, very good.
So I found a pocket that I didn't know I had, so I took him upstairs to listen to. But also during that day, I had a sort of a bunny trail rabbit hole into the proper way to make a Cuba Libre, which a lot of people think is just rum and Coke.
But it's not.
But it's free Cuba, right?
That's the name of the drink.
What is a Cuba Libre?
A Cuba Libre, to make it properly, you need to find the Mexican Coke with the real sugar because that's how the drink was
based.
Oh,
it's a rum and Coke, basically.
And then some spiced rum or golden rum. But here's the deal. It has a lot of lime juice in it. Some recipes call for a full lime. Some call for a half lime. But
so
they do want you to muddle.
What time did you start swilling your Cuba Libres?
Probably, I think 6 is the time that a gentleman begins to drink.
And they took hold fairly quickly because at 7:12 on the same night, he posts a picture of a video. So he's taking a video of his record player.
Oh, I love videotape records. Oh, it's so much fun.
Let me see. Let me put it on here.
Can I just quick sidebar?
Yes.
Here we go. Listen to this. Okay. He's going to put it on. This is his video. All right. He's turned the record player on. Now he's putting it on. Automatically.
Yeah.
Here we go.
That's my upstairs.
And he puts on the caption.
Pure joy. I feel bad for you that you can't embrace how great that is.
Oops. Sorry.
What you've got is a perfect piece of plastic capturing the software and the hardware of the age.
Okay, you're on the show.
No, but you see, but it's true. It's true.
What really pisses me off is that you had time to muddle the lime because bartenders don't have time to muddle anything.
Right.
But I'd love to try one. I would try one of those. There's another one.
I'll make you one.
These are three in a row. 6:46. So that the Cuba Libre's like kicked in right away. Goes,
well, there's a lot of ounces.
Sometimes you just got to spin a 45. Chess Records. Any guesses?
And that's just a photograph. That's not a video.
He's just plodding. He's padding.
This
through
is his life.
His basement.
This is his life.
Just the basement or the main level of the home?
This is the main level. This is the record player that I had rebuilt last year.
So it's bar right to the a short walk. Right,
you can
back
see the kitchen from
where
the record player.
Where is your family?
Carrie was, I believe, working on Saturday night.
You were drinking before 6. You were drinking before 6.
Was I?
You may, because in capital letters, okay? In capital letters, I'm so glad I found this.
Yes, me too.
I've been trying to talk about this for a week. I don't own any Collins glasses.
No, that was right. That was right before I drank.
What are, glasses. What are Collins glasses?
Oscar, don't get involved. You're ill-equipped. A Collins glass is a tall, narrow cocktail glass. Right. And what that's the proper glass for any sort of drink that has a carbonation because of its tall, narrow shape. It preserves the sparkle.
All right. Well, that's you were loaded before that.
No, no, because I was looking for a Collins glass to make the first drink. That's
did Santos and your lovely bride come in? Mrs. Zabalius come in?
Yeah, she is here. And he
hi,
is
Shannon.
Here.
Hi, Shannon. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Can you hold the doggy? Can you hold up the doggy?
No, he's too big now. See?
Big boy.
Oh, really? He's too big?
You can pick him up, Peach.
What is he, 50 pounds?
I think
is he really 50 pounds? Then she doesn't need to. Oh, my God. He's up to the console level.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Look at how big he is. Look at how huge he is.
Santos, come here, buddy.
Shannon, while we have you here, I just wanted to say I know how difficult it must be. He's difficult enough when he's infirmed. It must be even worse taking care of a depleted Oscar with his back problems. But you're doing the Lord's work,
and I just wanted to say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much for that. You're welcome, of course.
How can you tell when he's depleted?
He's always depleted.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, very good.
All right,
we have to take a break.
Can I ask you a question? Yes. Yeah. Does Carrie Spiewak hate all of us? Just say yes or no.
I think so.
Yeah.
We'll take a break and we'll come back.
There he is. Oh my God. Yeah.
Right?
He's huge. Right,
he's a good boy.
Oh, my. Right, hi, Santos the doggy. Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, that's a sweet doggy. We'll be back with more fun. We've got Oscar's take right here. This ought to be interesting on the Mike O'Meara Show.
I'm Oscar Santana.
Yay!
And I'm Todd Moore. And we're trying to bridge the gap between entertainment and
technology.
And we're doing it right now.
Yes. And we're much better than Rob Spiewak.
F you, Rob.
Listen to Tech 4-in-1. That's available on MikeOMeraShow.com or find us on iTunes. Just search for Tech 4-in-1 Show.
More Broadcasting. For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. This portion of our show brought to you by Amazon. Everyone knows that Amazon is the best. If you need it, Amazon has it. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day?
Gentlemen, we always run out of juice. And why do we do that? It's because we don't have enough chargers. Get on Amazon right now on the MikeOMeraShow.com website, and you will find a Phantom 2-pack charging adapter.
Two of them.
For travelers as well. For Joel Rogers, when you're flying from nation to nation, you don't need multiple chargers. All you need is this charger pack, and you can get it for $14.89 right there from Amazon.
Amazon really does have everything. You can find that charger and more at MikeOMeraShow.com, ladies and gentlemen. And now, I like it when the show rolls together like that. It's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
A review and comment of the news of the day that may not affect you as only our Bolivian bloviator can do it. The opinions expressed are solely Oscar Santana's and do not represent the views of the Mike O'Meara Show, its listeners, or the majority of right-thinking citizens of the United States. And now, Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
What was that? What was that?
It was just a new addition to Oscar's Take.
Oh, I like that. That was fascinating. Oscar,
that's pretty great, John Landecker.
That was good timing on that. If you didn't know, we've had two good ones we've strung together here. I do say so myself. If you didn't know, there's a Denny's in Las Vegas that has its own wedding chapel.
Nice!
And they're raising their game for Valentine's Day by offering weddings for just $99. That includes a silk presentation bouquet and boutonniere. In other words, no real flowers. No. You can also get a champagne toast and a certificate. If you want pancakes, they're extra. Normally, the weddings cost at the Denny's $199 and do include pancakes, but this is a $99 special. I'm curious what your take is on that.
Gentlemen, this is what's wrong with America. I saw an expose on 60 Minutes how Denny's is changing every restaurant into a place where people can go and enjoy and relax and actually almost co-work within their restaurants, right? When you do too much, like getting married in a restaurant that sells flapjacks as a living, do not get involved. Do not expect that wedding to last. And know this.
Yes.
It's not legal because not every state is going to say that that is a licensed marriage.
Thank you. You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, football is really important to some people. I'm talking more important than anything other than maybe food, water, and air. It's that time of year to talk about this. A new survey gave people a list of important life events and asked if they'd be willing to skip them if they had a chance to go see their favorite team play in the Super Bowl. 23% said they'd skip a vacation. I might do that. Maybe not, though, even with my favorite team. Not in football. Sorry, I wouldn't.
Well, you've been to the big show a lot.
Yeah, I did it for work, but I never stayed for the game. Most of them, I was out on a plane on Saturday.
Right. Mons Venus.
21% would skip an important work event. 20% would skip a wedding. 19% would skip a funeral. And 15% said they'd skip the birth of their child to be at the Super Bowl. What say you, Oscar Santana?
Fellas, I have seen this firsthand. And as a man in his late 30s, what drove me nuts in my early 30s and late 20s and Jessica earmuffs were going to the after party for whatever wedding was going on, where everyone was hammered. The bridesmaids clearly felt inferior. They were right for the picking, but all the guys were watching March Madness. They didn't see the easy targets right in back of them waiting to get laid. But no, they got big bets on the Spartans. Is Michigan going to go all the way? Who knows?
Kind of going Belushi on us there, isn't it? You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen.
Oscar's Take?
That was an interesting one there. That was
a target-rich environment. Who cares about the three?
Oscar, I thought this one would be appropriate for you. A Houston-based radio station has been kicked off of Radio Row at Super Bowl LII in Minneapolis after two hosts got into a heated argument that went viral on Wednesday. As Matt Young of the Houston Chronicle noted in his recap of the feud, the entire crew of Sports Talk 790 was forced to leave Radio Row after morning host Josh Innes confronted Seth Payne, a former Texans defensive lineman who hosts a different morning show on Sports Radio 610 in Houston. The argument was broadcast live on air, and a video was tweeted out by the Kirk and Callahan show on WEEI in Boston.
Hi, I'm Kirk.
Oh, I don't miss those days one little bit at all. Innes was apparently the aggressor as he sent his producer, Jim Mudd, to the 610 table to disrupt Payne's show. As Mudd was walking away, Payne told him to have Innes stop hiding behind his microphone and confront Payne face to face. Now, I saw the video of this. Payne is a big boy.
Yeah.
He's a former Texan, and he's still in shape, and he's a young guy. Innes responded to the challenge by walking over to the table himself, and that's when things became animated. Here's the quote from the football player who doesn't like this guy. You're a fraud. You're a joke. You bounce around. The Philly people here know you're a joke. The Houston people, Payne said, you have like one employer left you can work for. Payne referenced how Innes only returned to Houston Radio after being fired in Philly, and Innes predicted that Payne and his co-host Mike Meltzer will eventually be fired. You're weak. You're insecure. You can't leave things alone, Payne added. You'd be so good if you'd focus on being good, but you're so obsessed with everybody who doesn't like you that you fall apart.
Wow.
So, and I guess it's Innes that got booted because Innes was the guy that was effing with them, and he ran into a former linebacker and probably regretted doing it.
Yeah.
Follow the money, fellas. We're all DJs, but remember, we're burying the headline here where WEEI is a station that got in trouble with Tom Brady.
Right.
Because their weekend jock said something that was of ill repute about Tom Brady's daughter. So now they make a new kerfluffle on Radio Row, which, by the way, is the lowest rung of radio. I've been on Radio Row. Nobody
Radio
wants
Rose,
to be there.
Radio Rows are subhuman.
And you can
they
only
really
talk
are.
To Joe Montana about his Skechers so many times where you feel like, why are we here?
Yeah.
And I remember when Don and I did those Super Bowls, and it seemed like every other year. Thank you, Oscar. Every Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
every year, it seemed like it was 3 years in a row where we were across from Mike and the Mad Dog. And yep. It was just like, I had to listen to the guy go, did I just want to join if the Giants are going to do the thing again? I wanted to stab him in the eye with an ice pick.
Do you know what really the best did. Memory Terrible. I have of Radio Row was? Is the year that every time a celebrity finished up talking to you and Don, you'd say, would you like an autographed picture of us?
That we, is funny.
We had some fun.
That
we
is funny. Some,
that was funny. That
is Would you like an autographed picture of
and
us?
And it was a glossy, right?
Oh, yeah, with the logo and everything.
Had it right there. Had it right there. Not a lot of takers.
No.
You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, the city of Bangor, Maine, fell 28 cans short of breaking the Guinness World Record for most cans open simultaneously.
Cans.
Guinness World Records announced Wednesday that Bangor failed I'm near and dear to me, that town. They failed to beat the record. 1,149 opened in Japan in 2016 after attendees opened 1,122 cans at once during the town's annual chamber dinner. The majority of the open cans were supplied by Gagan Brothers Brewing, home of Smiling Irish Bastard.
Nice.
Hey, but he couldn't send me a case of that stuff.
Can you believe that? You can probably get some of those open cans now.
A little less fighting, a little more opening cans.
A local beer company, obviously Gagan Brothers, home of Smiling Irish Bastard, one of my favorites. A video of Bangor's world record attempt, recorded by Gagan's, featured attendees in a large auditorium filled with dinner tables, grabbing cans and opening them after a count of three. God damn it, we didn't live up to that. What's a shame. We didn't beat the Japanese. That's a shame. What's your take on that one, Oscar?
First, we should highlight the fact that there is a positive in Bangor, and it's their airport. They have an international airport that's larger than I would ever think Bangor should ever have.
And it's convenient to a fireworks store.
It is, because I actually flew into that, and I said, wow, this is not a little airport. That being said, if I recall, Mike, there is a casino where you lost your phone at going to Bangor.
Thank you very much.
Just
good memory.
Nice reminder. And then also, when you want to see a new run film, you have to go to Bangor, right?
Yes. Yeah,
that's true.
You have to go to Bangor 45 minutes away from my house.
So the odds of them getting this Guinness Book of World Records
right
was slim to none to begin with.
Slim to none. Right? Absolutely.
Yes, at least Bangor. They tried.
Salute. And now, finally, you're listening to Oscar's Take. Thank you.
Oscar's Take.
Finally, Oscar, should you have sex when your partner has the flu? The general rule, this is according to a doctor, is to stay 6 feet away from anyone who might have the flu. That's according to Kate White. She is an assistant professor of OBGYN at Boston University.
And Boston
Since
University.
Since being intimate requires you to be a heck of a lot closer than that, getting it on while one of you has the flu is absolutely not good. The chances that you'll get through sex without the sick partner sneezing, coughing, or even just breathing on you is highly unlikely, says Dr. White. The translation, don't do it if you know the person's infected. What complicates things is that a flu victim can be contagious a week before they even show symptoms, so it's possible to catch it from a partner who appears to be perfectly healthy. A person recovering from the flu can also be contagious up to 7 days after their flu symptoms subside.
Gentlemen, Tamiflu is the way to go. Know this, that if your fever hits over 100, call someone, hopefully a family member in the long run, because if you get the Tamiflu, shut up, Frankie.
Is that Frankie?
No.
No.
That was Santos.
Oh, that was your dog.
Yeah, that was Santos.
Oh, the shoe on the other foot.
Yeah,
no, Santos.
Just wanted, you know, let him know what was going on.
All right.
Tamiflu will shorten down the length of that flu. Now,
it says it on the box. Shorten down your flu.
For those of you that are married or in a relationship, the odds are you're tired of having sex with that person. So this is a nice vacation. Just tell them, hey, don't need to get sick. Let's play it safe.
That's Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Oscar. You made it. That was a good one. I like the drug-induced Oscar.
I do, too. Yeah.
We'll take a break, and I guess we got a super deluxe abbreviated audio vault. Like, what, are you going to play one sound or something
But it's
like
a
that?
Good one.
Oh, looking forward to that. We'll come back with that on the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye.
It's Political Persuasions.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike O'Mara. On the next episode of Political Persuasions, Chris Freitz and I break down the State of the Union address. We talk about Joe Kennedy III and what that stuff was on his lip. We talk about the Nunez memo. We also open the listener mailbag, and I find out that every time I rant and Chris corrects me, there are listeners that really, really love it. Political Persuasions, everybody's talking about it. Check it out right here at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
You can download Political Persuasions on iTunes, MikeO'MaraShow.com, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's the worst time of the year. The holidays are over. The football season is winding down, almost over. Sunday will be the last day.
Yeah.
The weather is dreary, and your friends keep hassling you to quit smoking. Hi, Pony. What a drag. What will you do? What will you do? Well, dickhead, how about the TMOS bonus show?
Whoa, what the hell?
He wrote it. I didn't. Excuse me. I had to read it, though. The bonus show is an extra hour of TMOS comedy each Very and hostile. Every week that will change you from a gloomy bloom into a happy mat. Just go to MikeOmeraShow.com and click the bonus banner, and it makes a great gift. Spread some cheer, bonus show style. Get happy by giving back. You'll get access to all our bonus content. You'll be helping TMOS. Tis truly a win-win. So please, quit smoking. Oops, I meant quit sucking.
Ah.
And get the bonus show. Thank you very much. Now, without further ado,
Did that taste like Mia?
Oscar's take.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Oscar's
let's open up the audio vault for Friday.
Mike opened his own vault.
Hey, Mike. Yeah. Deep down. It's more like a salt mine.
Guys. Dig deeper.
Hey, man, guess what?
God, I work with funny people. Oh,
Mike,
my God.
Guess what?
What? What's that?
He saw his shadow. 6 more weeks of winter.
That's right, my chuckers. It's Groundhog Day. Get up and check that hog out there.
Yeah.
Ooh, come here, Groundhog.
Come here, Groundhog.
It's so Punxsutawney, right?
Punxsutawney. Right
Punxsutawney.
Yeah. Mm.
Oh,
it's in Pennsylvania.
God. I can't wait.
So the rodent saw its shadow?
Mike, if you watch the live feed at Gobbler's Knob, yes, he did see his shadow.
Bob.
Go, Bob.
By the way, another one of those great Pennsylvania town names, Gobbler's Knob.
No, the Gobbler's Knob is in Punxsutawney. Gobbler's
Knob.
It's
still a place in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it
right?
is. And
Gobbler's Knob.
And those men in top hats, is there anything greater? What a wonderful tradition.
Also, I'm waiting for the moment where, and if you've probably seen the show, it's on TLC or Lifetime, where I won the lottery, where they show people that they won the lottery.
Right.
I want someone to buy that plot of land, demolish it, build condos, and get over this shadow BS.
Amen.
I know.
Really, right?
And kill the groundhog and roast it and sell it with wing sauce.
Relocate that guy to somewhere where no one can be found in some sort of witness protection program.
I went one year. It was incredible. And after they're done, they let the little thing out and it crossed the street. And it was really special to see. Oh, no. Oh dear. Oh, man.
You really?
It's spring already. Yay.
You really went?
No, I never went.
Oh, thank God.
Just setting up the bit.
Jesus.
That's all.
Well, I knew
Punxsutawneyville
saw his spleen. Your wife's from Pennsylvania, so I didn't know.
I never went, Oscar, but I have been to Punxsutawney. I partied in Punxsutawney.
Have you really? I've only driven through.
Partied in Punxsutawney at like a nightclub there one night and had a grand old time and incredible prices up there. If you want to get real, it won't be on Groundhog Day, but I think the rest of the year, it's a sleepy, you know.
So you went
town.
Off season.
Oh, check out. Go put in your computer. Punxsutawney Real Estate. Watch some of the deals you can get. See how much house you can get if you want to make a 7-hour commute to D.C.
All right. So on Jeopardy last night, they've got the Big Game Fever. They had Super Bowl related categories. And while there are a lot of smart people on Jeopardy, they didn't seem to know a lot about football. These were the last five questions on the board. Let's see how they did.
Football 200.
Your choice, do or don't name this play in which the quarterback runs the ball and can choose to pitch it to another back. It's an option play. Ryan?
Football 400.
I can tell you guys are big football fans. Tom Landry perfected the shotgun formation with this team.
Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
Dallas Cowboys. Do you think we should go to commercial?
Ryan, oh, my
God. 600.
Okay, by signaling for one of these, a returner can reel in a kick without fear of getting tackled.
Fair catch.
Yep.
Oh, wow. They really don't know anything.
Fair catch. Two clues left, Ryan.
800.
These penalties are simultaneous violations by the offense and defense that cancel each other out. And they are called offsetting penalties. Let's look at the $1,000 clue just for the fun of it. Jimmy,
As Minneapolis's U.S. Bank Stadium prepares to host Super Bowl 52, I'm looking at the Ring of Honor with names from this defensive line that took the Vikings to four Super Bowls.
Fearsome foursome.
If you guys ring in and get this one, I will die. Who are the purple people eaters? We're going to take a break. I have to talk to them.
Oh, it was the purple people eaters, not the fearsome. That was Los Angeles Rams.
I don't know that I've ever seen them do a whole category where all three just didn't even touch it.
And
that was crazy. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Ever since his accident, he's a little snarky.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
He's not going to deal with any BS.
He's always been snarky.
Yes.
He's snarkier.
Well said.
Let's close with this. Our president has made an announcement that we will no longer apologize, but I play this for a reason.
And there's one more very important promise we're keeping. No longer are we making apologies for America. We don't apologize anymore. Oh,
so God. The thing that I love about this is when he says this one word, he sounds like your Bill O'Reilly.
Apologies. Apologies.
It does. I mean, I isolated it. I just kept it.
Apologies.
So no more apologies, Mike, all right? And I'll meet you in Punxsutawney. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Woo. That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thanks for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, The Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Apologies.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.